Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Both of us being here in California, although today's my last day for the winter restus. You know how they have the summer solstice? This
yes.
is the winter restus.
You're back to workus?
No, I'm back to driving across the country again for a 10-day clip. Starting out today, I'll be in Tucson tonight.
This is a personal question, but how's your rear end? Because when you and I were together and we drove to San Diego, your rear end was hurting. I can't imagine what it's going to feel like after 10 days.
I found a fellow this week who is a master at myotherapy, muscular therapy, and it hurt a lot what I got done yesterday and the day before, but it seems to have affected how the nerves are in my legs.
I'm worried about your rear end.
My legs sticking out the window of the car as I'm traveling eastbound on the Interstate 10.
Speaking of that, you want to hear a funny story?
About somebody sticking their foot out the car window, of course.
We'll get to the news because I know that's important.
That is important, yes.
Speaking of legs out the window, so I've been MIA from you, Dougie, because I've been just like, kind of riding back up on this other job that I've had to do. And I went to get in my car yesterday. And you ever know the guy that parks so close to your door that you can't get into your car?
I had one of those this week myself, yes.
Because they've actually parked diagonally in their parking spot. Well, happens to me. And so I get into the passenger side. I'm thinking for a minute, I'm like, am I going to wait for this guy? Like, how am I going to find this person? This is a big office building with a big parking lot. I'm wearing a skirt, of course, not a long skirt. Sorry. And I'm wearing heels. So I'm like, I'm going to have to climb over.
Yeah.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
So I dumped those heels off, and I made the big climb. One leg over first, next leg over second.
Really?
But if there was a camera going, Dougie, I'm pretty sure that I can't run for president.
One of those deals, eh?
Oh, one of those deals.
There's a flutter of imagination.
Sharon Stone and Body, whatever that movie was.
Right, okay. Everybody start using your imagination as we move into it. Here's something that also requires a little bit of imagination.
Yes.
Imagine living in a state where there has been a 4-year drought and the governor says you can't water your lawn anymore, you can't do anything. This is the same state, by the way, that encouraged a private enterprise to build a desalinization plant, which was done off the coast of Santa Barbara, and then promptly the state, when it opened, shut it down because of concerns about environmental issues. What kind of moronic? Why don't you give us an overview, because I'm the part-time Angelian in California, and you're the full-timer, as to what the governor has done and the impact, the practical side of this, which doesn't seem very practical to me at all.
Right. Well, it's really weird. California likes to spend a lot of money, and any time that there is a tragedy, they use it as an excuse. And we've seen this. We saw this with 9/11. Whenever there is a tragedy, the government uses it as an excuse, both sides, to take away your liberties and to tax you more. Mm-hmm. And that is what we are seeing firsthand with Jerry Brown. He went out to the Sierra Nevada mountains, and he was supposed to be measuring snow to see what the snowpack was. Well,
he brought
he's
a
sitting
stick with him.
Yeah, that's what they do. They do it every year. I had no idea. Apparently, it's a thing that governors do. They go out and they stick their stick in the ground and go, you know, 5 inches. Well, no snow. Last week, I called for a $1 billion drought program. That wasn't enough. So now what we're going to do is 25% sweeping cuts. This is going to be mandatory cuts. And what this means especially is for like state and government buildings, college campuses, cemeteries, golf courses, they won't be allowed to water like they normally do. So your Aunt Matilda is going to be resting in a big old dirt clod now. And then the other one, which we've actually done in L.A. Now, I was just a baby, and you probably were not living here yet. But in the 70s, we had a drought, believe it or not, just as historically bad as this one. Mm-hmm. Even though they'd like you to believe this was the worst one ever, this one in the 70s was just as bad. And Jerry Brown, or not Jerry Brown at the time, I think he had just come in, but...
he was governor 30 years ago.
Yeah, so it could have been right around his time. They seeded the clouds, Doug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it rained so much, and we got so much water, it ended the drought, number one, but number two, people started suing everybody because of flood damage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they won't seed the clouds, because they're afraid it's going to rain too much.
How about they just do a moderate seed instead of a full-blown?
Exactly. Like
what
half
does
the seed?
It matter with these people?
But there's so many options, and instead, they're going to put all these impositions on your life. And the funny thing is $1 billion that he's put aside for this emergency cutback program, $40 million of it goes into flood control.
Great. When there's not
there's no
water.
Flooding. There's no water. We're not even getting a sprinkle.
Ding, ding, ding.
So ridiculous.
All right. So the drought situation means if there's a 25% mandatory cutback, instead of me taking a 4-minute shower, I got to take a 3-minute shower.
Right.
It sounds to me like. And Charlotte has to take a 3-minute bath instead of a 4-minute bath.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very important. Okay. So there's the situation in California. We'll review some of the other stories that have made it that Jennifer may not have had her way with yet.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Today, few Americans remember the daring raid of the Doolittle Raiders after Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor.
In today's vernacular, you'd call it a mission impossible. An Army bomber fully loaded to take off from an aircraft carrier, a 350-foot deck? No, it couldn't be done. The Japanese didn't think so either.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy. But it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more about the Doolittle Raiders and our nation's unsung heroes, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
At the Honda Dream Garage sales event, we've got great deals on almost everything Honda makes, like the technologically advanced Honda Civic, a 2015 IIHS top safety pick. A fact that makes us engineers here at Honda feel like proud parents. I'm sorry, I'm gushing, but the Civic has a rear-view camera and hands-free calling standard, and... Oh, wait, have I shown you the pictures?
During the Dream Garage sales event, get 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers on a 2015 Civic. Now, at your Honda dealer.
See your local dealer for financing details.
My name is Judy Teeter, and I'm the mother of three boys. My youngest, Joe, was a great kid. He loved sports, music, and his youth group. One day, Joe asked me to drive him to an after-school event, which was about a mile from our home. I was driving through a green light when a car in cross traffic ran a red light and drove right into the side of our car, killing Joe. The driver was talking on her phone, so she never even saw the red light. She was so absorbed in her phone call.
And play.
Before the crash, I didn't realize just talking on a cell phone while driving was so dangerous. Now it's something I think about every day. According to the National Safety Council, about 1 in 4 car crashes involve a cell phone. Hands-free is no safer. When you're behind the wheel, put away your phone. For Joe and for the thousands of needless deaths every year. Remember, there is no safe way to talk on a cell phone while driving. Find out more at nsc.org/callskill.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
If you're on your way to work and you work for a mean person, we're here to fix that problem, at least until you get to work. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Senator Bob Menendez defiant, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
He's defiant after the accusations that he is ripping, well, I don't know, he's not ripping the taxpayer off. He got $1 million in gifts and campaign contributions from a friend, and he did him a couple of favors. What's the big deal? Why are you concerned about that, Bob? I'm sorry. Too bad. Is he the only one in town who's done this? You see, that's the real hypocrisy here. Like, he's the only one.
Well, who has got caught. Wow. And didn't he cross President Obama some time ago?
I don't know. I don't remember that. Did he?
I feel like he did.
This is a double.
Double
cross?
Yeah, it's a double. I take your double cross and I up you.
Double it, yes.
Yes.
All right. He says he's not going anywhere. Well, he may not have
to jail. You know, I'm just going to stay right here. You guys come and get me.
All right. The religious freedom law, whatever the heck it's called, governors in Indiana and Arkansas have signed bills that supposedly clarify the controversy of religious freedom law, which critics say give business owners a legal defense to discriminate against members of the LGBT community. I always get a kick out of that. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual.
Yeah. But all of the above is what I want to call them.
Right. Well, it looks like a light bulb company or something. Anyway.
Light bulb.
The fix was proposed before passing through the legislature, making its way to Governor Pence. The update is released by lawmakers, states that the religious freedom law does not allow any business to deny service to any customer, including on the grounds of sexual orientation or gender identity.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. This law, can I give you my little once over?
Yes, you may.
This law was really misinterpreted from the beginning. This was a law that was passed with, almost unanimous support in Congress in the early 90s, 93, I think.
But not with the same verbiage in it.
Yeah, no, the exact same verbiage. President Clinton signed the bill. State Senator President Obama in 2008 signed this bill when something similar came through. This is basically protecting people's religious freedoms. Now, it's not offering discrimination. Here's the fine line. So if I bake a cake, if I'm a cake maker, people use this example all the time, right? Mm-hmm. And someone says, hey, bake a cake for my wedding. It would be discrimination if I said, no, I'm not going to bake you a cake. What wouldn't be discrimination if I said, you know what, going to a gay wedding, setting up this cake, it's against my religion. I can't do it. That's what this bill protects you, and it protects you in the state, because already this is set up in federal government. This is a law that's already here. You know what's weird, Dougie?
But wait a minute, hold on. But does it, the bottom line, can I, if I'm running a bakery, bake a cake or not for somebody who's gay if I don't like gays?
I think that you still are going to be able to, on a level, say no, because here's what it gets me, and this is what I'm getting at with you. You run a business. I run a business.
Right.
Do you ever want the government telling you who you have to work with and who you can't work with?
Hmm.
To me, that's the most disturbing part of this whole of the conversation. I would never discriminate, and I trust that my neighbors are not going to discriminate as well.
There are a lot of bigots.
But there are. But I'm trusting that I'm talking about for my life. But do I want the government coming in and saying, you have to serve that person? That makes me a servant and not a business person. If I have to serve every single person that tells me I have to serve them, right?
The fix for this is not the government coming in and screwing around, although they think they have to be the big protector. What really is the bottom line is the marketplace itself. If you are a baker and you decide not to bake a cake for somebody who's gay,
who wants you to bake their cake anyway?
Outside the store are protesters who are going to say, you wouldn't bake a cake for my friend because he's gay, I'm going to try to put you out of business.
Right.
That's the way to do it. Not have the government put you out of business, but have the business, the marketplace that says, I'm not going to do business with you because you don't set a standard that I appreciate. And sometimes that'll work and sometimes it won't work.
And then you just trust that the market's going to weed those bad people out. Because, look, if someone doesn't want to bake me a wedding cake, then I don't want them to bake me a wedding cake. I want to go to someone who wants to appreciate
it
and will do a good job.
Cake.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want someone who's going to do a good
poison
job for me.
Are you putting into that cake, the cream, oh man, that cream filling is so good, but what's in it?
Right.
What's
it's
on
a
the
little
frosting?
Funny. Yeah.
Right. Tastes a little bit funny. Right. Jen, Jen, and Doug, Doug at 21 after on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Songs from this week in 1977. Started off with a little bit of Glen Campbell and Southern Nights.
Southern Nights. Have you ever felt a Southern Nights?
This is awesome stuff. I had this for you, buddy. I'm jealous. How much you want for it?
I don't know if I still have it. I had it.
If you do, it's big money. Probably worth $8-$9. So we every now and then we like to count down the top five songs from this week in our past. Remember when you were in school and college, and take you back to that time when you were younger and having a little bit more fun. I don't remember where I was in 1970. I was probably riding my skateboard. Jennifer, where were you? You weren't even.
Was not born.
You were not even born.
And then a glimmer in my mother's eye.
Our friend Molly Page is joining us today. In 1977, where were you, Molly?
We had just moved to Las Vegas from Montana.
Bright lights, big city. All right. And our old friend, Roberta Fasanelli, is with us also. Roberta, in 1977, you were a reporter for who?
United Press International.
UPI, okay.
Yep.
Cool. All right.
In New York City.
Riding around listening to all this stuff. And I lost my songs there. Hold on one second. All right. So number four this week in 1977 is a band that performed at my high school when I was in the 11th grade.
Girl, and you're gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely.
So awesome that they were at your high school.
Yeah, we had to, Carefree Sugarless Gum had a contest.
I remember you telling me.
And our whole high school spent the better part of a week doing nothing but filling out 3x5 cards that said Carefree Asterix Sugarless Gum. We thought we were getting Billy Idol.
And you won Hall & Oates.
And we won Hall & Oates. And they were great. They were awesome. We loved them. We loved them. All right, the number three song this week in 1977, Thelma and Houston. Don't leave me this
way. No. I love this song.
I remember dancing to this.
This was a great
disco club.
Stuff, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Absolutely. Roberta is from New York, and she was the queen of disco back in the late 70s.
Oh, yes.
And has stories to tell about Studio 54.
And some other clubs
There's
as well.
No doubt. Here we go.
Baby, my heart is full of love and desire.
All right, so let's take it on. call back down. Let's get to the wife beater. He used to be on Starsky and Hutch with David Soul. Don't give up on us, baby.
This is a little pukey, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little pukey. And thinking about this guy. I love Starsky and Hutch. Great stuff. Huggy Bear. Stuff, right?
Just the strings.
But don't you, I mean, once you know a guy's past like this, that he used to hit his wife, then it just kind of ruins it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a deal breaker.
All right, yep. So let's make it a little bit happier. Everybody wants to dance now.
Another one. Big time.
This will be in my head all day.
An earworm, yes.
ABBA with Dancing Queen was the number one song this week in 1977. Do you know that ABBA was the biggest export from Sweden, bigger than Volvo? More records sold, more money made for that country than Volvo.
And apparently they didn't speak English. They all did this with phonics, right?
I didn't know that. Yeah.
So phonics worked for them.
Yeah.
Really?
they didn't speak any English.
Think of how much money they're still making with the movie, the Broadway plays, the whole thing.
The Broadway show is still on, Mamma Mia. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's been running forever.
When I was 20-something years old, my parents moved into a house, and the couple next door looked just like one of the couples from ABBA. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. You moved next to ABBA. All right, there it is. Your top five
none of my
songs.
Neighbors look like they're from ABBA. They're like Los Lonely Boys.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Top five songs from this week in 1977 on Doug Stevens' Good Day. It's 28 past the hour on the Good Day Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there's on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores clean and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now. Mention Doug Stephan and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping, 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love watching an eagle soar overhead, and I remember all too well when they were almost all gone. So we now have laws protecting them. I find it odd that the government has decided to allow them to be killed by wind generators, while others are fined and even jailed for accidentally doing so. I like the idea of renewable energy sources, but if we look through the lens of liberty, it becomes clear that this policy violates one of the most essential American principles. Equal justice under the law. Americans do not believe in prosecuting violations by some and ignoring others just because the politicians happen to like some types of businesses. The American free enterprise system is based on the simple principle that all are entitled to fair and equal treatment. Fairness matters.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
After the hour, as we get simply back into your head, Jennifer Horn into your head, Rich McFadden into your head, Doug Steffen into your head. Get this into your head: two New York City women arrested by the feds on charges stemming from an alleged terror plot here in the United States. The criminal complaint was unsealed yesterday by the feds in court. The two women identified as Noel Valenzas and Asia Sididku were charged with
conspiring... Oh, I like playing her game.
Really?
Sididku?
Yes.
Charged with conspiring to build homemade explosive devices and using them for attacks motivated by the current situation in the Middle East with ISIS.
Okay, stop,
Jennifer.
I don't understand how any woman in their right frame of mind, maybe that's the key, could ever fight for a cause that is bad for women everywhere.
Right.
How in the world do you justify it? I get the crazy men who want to live in a society where they run everything and kill everybody that doesn't go with them. I can kind of understand that. But why do you want to fight for a society that persecutes you, rapes you, abuses you? Oh, my gosh. I just don't understand.
Because God says it must be.
And it's
their God, whatever twisted thing that they think.
And what about the pressure cookers? Well, is this the new big thing now?
Here's the other thing. Okay. You come to my house, you will find a pressure cooker, and you will find... what's the grass seed? Not grass seed.
Alfalfa?
No.
What? Chia seeds? Popcorn?
What are you talking about?
What else did they get caught with? They got caught with the pressure cooker and
marijuana.
No.
nuts and bolts.
Yeah. Okay, let's keep going.
That was beautiful.
Marsha.
Fertilizer.
They got caught with pressure cooker and fertilizer.
Grass seed is not fertilizer.
Whatever.
I can put on grass seed, Jim.
How many of us could get arrested with these things?
A lot. Yeah. Throwing chlorine for a pool, and you've got yourself a nice cocktail there.
Jennifer couldn't get herself arrested if she went down the street naked. Just people would be looking. She'd just never get arrested.
You don't think I could get arrested?
Nah.
Why?
Yeah, I don't think you could either.
Well, now this is a personal challenge.
Take it. I can see the headlines in the LA. Yeah.
You really don't think I could get arrested?
Naked woman running down Sunset Boulevard.
Why?
You are so goody two-shoes.
All right.
Shut up.
Yeah. Talk your way into or out of that. All right, here's another story.
I'm calling you jerks for bail money once I get myself in a plane.
I'll be headed out of town. I'll be in Tucson tonight, so I won't be able to have to wire it to you.
If you call me from jail, I will get on a plane right then and there and come out and bail you out. Yep.
Keeping that in my back pocket.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Goody.
So we've had a couple of women's stories here. Marsha Greenberger is the co-president of the National Women's Law Center. She's canceled a trip to Indianapolis as a protest against the state's enactment of a religious freedom law that has come under attack by a lot of pressure groups. Interesting, this lady was to deliver the Birch Bayh lecture at the School of Law at Indiana University during the three terms that he served in the Senate. Birch Bayh was an arduous champion of women's rights, authored the Equal Rights Amendment, and it seems like he's not from the same state. That was interesting. David Letterman took a shot at his home state because he's from Indiana. He and Pauly, Jane Pauly, started working at the same television station together in Indianapolis. He did the weather, she did the news, and so he says the whole state's gone. I think what we've tried to understand is how the bill was corrected, or bills, so that the governors of Arkansas and Indiana could sign bills that sort of cleaned up the problem, if in fact you believe there was a problem. Richie and Jennifer don't believe there was a problem. I think there was.
And just like we're all so...
It's too finite. We buy into these fake stories. I mean, you have Miley Cyrus sending out a tweet that says, don't go to Indiana, and all of a sudden the whole world explodes. Give me a break.
Really? Because of Miley Cyrus?
Read the law, Miley. Do you think Miley Cyrus really read the whole bill? I don't.
Right.
Does Miley Cyrus even know how to read?
I would say that she does, Dougie, but geez.
But how often are we seeing stories now? There's a story of an email that was sent within a fraternity house in the University of Maryland. And some guy wrote some terrible things. I mean, really terrible things.
Yeah.
Racist, sexist things, okay?
Yep.
And then the email got spread around, and it exploded into this big thing. So this is one idiot in a fraternity house who writes an email, and the whole campus has exploded. Mm. And they want this guy to burn on a cross in the middle of the campus. You know what? It's one
idiot.
We're so good at being offended in this country now.
You've offended me, Richie.
And we need a cause. We need
offensive.
And I want blood.
I find myself offensive. Yeah. Here's what I don't get. Like, what if, okay, let's say I want to go have a swastika cake, and I'm going to go to a Jewish bakery, and I'm going to say, excuse me, Mr. Goldstein, I want you to bake me a swastika cake for my I Hate Jew party that I'm throwing this Saturday. Can I expect this guy in all, I mean, really? Is that?
Oh, my God. Her name is Jennifer Hoare.
I mean, seriously. Is that what this law, is that what we've gotten to now? Where this guy can't say, get out of my store, you jerk. No. He's got to say, oh, sure, I'll bake you a swastika cake.
I Hate Jews party? Is that what you said?
God. Get it together, people. Let's just use common sense so we don't need these
Jennifer Hoare. It's spelled H-O-R-N. It's Jennifer at Doug.
She's right.
Doug.
We're all the
right.
Absolutely right.
Nobody can get offended. Everybody's got to.
How the mind works.
Then we got to pass a law.
Right. Okay. We need to do car. Well, here's your choice. Are we going to do food talk or car talk?
I'd always pick food.
Yeah, she's going to pick food every time.
Food talk. What about you, Richie? Two out of three.
I like drive-thrus, so.
Okay, here we go. What? Oh, I see. Okay. Car talk. We'll do food talk in the next hour, Ginger.
Oh.
Jennifer's television report coming up.
You gotta first, however, because her eyes glaze over if you go too deep.
This is okay. Well, actually, this is a very, I think, an important story for a lot of people in lots of different ways. This jury in Georgia awarded $150 million to the family of that four-year-old boy who was killed when the Jeep Grand Cherokee exploded into flames 3 years, I think it was 3 years ago, got rear-ended. The jury said Chrysler has to pay nearly the full amount. This is Decatur County, Georgia. The ruling that Chrysler acted with reckless disregard for human life in selling the family a 1999 Jeep with a gas tank mounted behind the rear axle, so there's no protection. Pretty much every truck that I own has the
name of SUV that isn't
behind the axle. So I'm trying to figure out what does this all mean in terms of all the others. Not just Chrysler, but my trucks are Fords. I have a dozen pickup trucks from 150s to 550s, and pretty much every one of them that I can think of has the fuel tank behind the axle. Maybe it's a little bit more than
four. Mine is too.
Yeah, yours is there too.
I think where my fuel tank is.
Do you even know where your fuel tank is?
On the driver's side, I think.
That's where the arrow is, yeah. Okay.
Well, how's your junk in your trunk?
Oh, it's good.
Man. It's fine. Honda upstaging the New York Auto Show with a sharp new redesign of the Civic. Have you seen these pictures?
Not in a car.
They want to bring the... this could be a new car for you, Jennifer. I don't know. You don't like Japanese cars. Well, yes, you do, because you're driving a Lexus.
I'm driving one right now.
Yeah. All right, so the Honda's...
Anybody want to bake me an I Love Japan cake?
No. Oh, my God. This thing is lime green. But
you see
cool.
Look, no, look at it. This is the 10th generation of the Civic, Richie. I remember what the first ones
remember
looked like.
Remember the Civic? Oh, yeah, that
ugly.
Was the it car when I was in high school.
It was, but it was still ugly. Anyway, they have a new LED running lights, Richie. You know how the every car manufacturer do everybody else with the lights.
The Civic is big in the people that like to do those lights. Illegal road races.
Right,
for
it's a tuner car. It's
just in time for what is it, Furious 7?
Fast and Furious 7.
So I grew up with muscle cars, big motors, you know, big blocks, 351 in my Bronco, Doug had the Camaro with the 327 in it.
Yeah.
So now these little tuners cars, the Japanese cars that all the kids take out and they put the different chip in the carburetor and the computer.
Right.
And,
that's all you have to do.
Right, and it's all run by computers now, so this is built for them.
Bose is going to offer the first of its advanced technology series sound systems in the 2016 Cadillac, the new system intended to bring a balanced 360-degree sound view. Can you imagine now, as these things become more refined, what it's going to sound like in your car? It's like you're going to be like sitting in the orchestra of the theater.
That new Cadillac CTS.
The sound is going to wrap up everything.
That Cadillac CTS is hot.
Yeah. You had one of them, didn't you? A couple of years ago.
A DTS.
You're hot.
All right, this isn't even
here's
better.
Here's what I'm starting to glaze over.
All right, Jennifer will have
our friend, by the way, Janet Matson, who is a listener to this program, just sent me a story at Facebook that says naked woman arrested for trying to rob convenience store. Apparently, that's how I'm going to get arrested.
Jennifer has the television report in a moment here. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 16 before the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects a legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Right now, a pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com to learn more.
When someone is 100% awesome at what they do, you call them super, like superheroes or superstars, which is probably why Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
Do the TV report in slow mo.
All right, viewers. Are streaming more content on TV sets. Heavy online video users last year.
Than 20 years ago? Yeah, no kidding.
35% of their TV watching time streaming shows and movies through TVs and game consoles. That's up dramatically from the year before. Is that what you do, Jen Jen? What do you? How
I do
you
a
stream
little streaming. I still most of my TV comes from DVR because right. I can't watch anything live because I'm asleep.
Right. It's great. Even when the show is live, I wait 15 minutes to get behind.
Get rid of the commercials.
Right. So I just go right through the commercials.
All right, Trevor. Noah. Is that Trevor Noah?
Trevor.
I think this guy is. Never mind what's with that. He just is. He's creepy.
Here's another case where everybody wants to be annoyed.
Yeah.
It's another cause. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
we're
know,
all so sensitive now.
He made fun of, like, everybody. So at least we can say he doesn't discriminate. I mean, he made fun of religions and people. Yeah. Fat people and skinny people and whatever. And so here's the deal with him, though. Comedy Central said, we had no idea that this guy was like this. Now, Rich, when you hire somebody, what's the first thing, well, maybe second thing that you do?
Check out their social media.
Exactly. So give me a break, Comedy Central. You can't tell me you didn't look at his Facebook and Twitter presence, because you did.
When you're a comedian, this is how it works.
That's
you draw
you
a big
do.
Circle, and you're in the middle of it, right? And then you bring everybody into that thing, and you throw darts at everyone.
All right.
That's how comedy works.
Netflix. Two
so
big
sensitive.
Stories about two big shows at Netflix, Jen Jen.
House of Cards was renewed, and then probably something else. I don't have the story.
Fuller House.
What is Fuller House?
It's a... Candace Cameron Bure is a DJ.
Oh, that's funny. So it's like Full House, Fuller House.
Oh, yeah.
Full House. Yes, Jennifer.
Full House. Watch that one.
Fuller House. that's going to go to Netflix.
Would you like to hear about the Daytime Emmys?
Yeah, please.
All right, so the Daytime Emmy nominations came out this week. Outstanding Drama Series nominees, The Bold and the Beautiful, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, The Young and the Restless. They also have a series this year, a category for web series this year. So that just shows you in which direction this stuff is going.
Yeah.
Now, also, Outstanding Talk Show Host.
Mm-hmm.
Any guesses?
Wendy Williams, Ellen.
You got it. Ellen, Wendy, and that kind
she's
of
not
category.
Going to go to The View. There are going to be awards there.
That's a good point. Syndicated game shows nominated for an award. Family Feud, Jeopardy, The Price is Right. Outstanding legal dramas, Divorce Court, Judge Judy, The People's Court. Outstanding lifestyle programs, Flea Market Flip, Homemade Simple, This Old House. You've got a lot of different categories. You've got news anchors that are, up for an award as well. The Today Show up for a lot of awards. The Dr. Oz Show also catching a lot of nominations for Best Instructional Show. Also, The Chew and The Kitchen nominated there. And then, as we mentioned, Outstanding Talk Shows, Ellen, Live with Kelly and Michael, and The Talk, and along with The Wendy Williams Show, No View in Sight.
Really?
Mm-mm.
All right.
They didn't get one nomination.
But you can't miss Jennifer Horn. She's here on the Good Day program with those beautiful eyes of hers, 51 after the hour.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Doug Steffens, good day. Every week at this time, we talk to our friend Tom Kretler from the Money Pit Weekend Program. If you need some help with your house, go to moneypit.com and check out Tom's website. There's all kinds of cool tips and videos. I frequent it myself quite often, Tom.
When you don't get your questions answered every week on
Well, Steffens, you know, I try to get my questions in, but, you know, it's not all about
all right.
me. So, such is the case this week. We have a couple of people who are dying to get
their questions answered, and we'll start with Jeff, who says, I purchased a 40-gallon water heater, but realized afterward that I should have bought a 50-gallon tank, and they will not let me return or exchange it. My home has 3 full baths, 4 adults living here, but only my wife and I take showers in the morning. Do you think a 40-gallon water heater will be enough to replace the 50-gallon heater?
The other two just get the stink on.
That's right.
Right, yeah.
Well, with 3 full baths, clearly the home needs a 50-gallon water heater, and while your present living conditions, you may be able to ration your showers, Jeff, so that everybody gets a shower once in a blue moon. The problem is that when you go to sell the house, it's basically undersized, so it's going to become an issue. Now, if the water heater's not been installed, if it's still in the box, I don't see why the plumbing company wouldn't take it back. I mean, plumbers, you know, buy and return stuff like that all the time when it turns out not to be needed. However, if you've already installed it, that's a different matter. They're not going to take it back a now used 40-gallon water heater.
Is there a market for used water heaters?
Maybe like an eBay kind of thing, but not really.
Not much. Okay, so it's pretty much done. Yeah. All right, our second question is from Jennifer. She says, how do I keep my cat quiet while I'm
on the cat. Rich, that is not my cat. My cat doesn't meow like that. That is Roberta's cat.
You can hear that?
Yeah. At first, I thought it was our last guest, Steve, who just laughed. What kind of lawyer has a cat that loud? And then I realized it's
I thought you were killing the cat, Roberta. My God. That poor thing was dying in the corner or something.
Love how Rich assumes just because I'm single, I'm the cat lady here. No, not yet. Give me 3 years,
no,
all right?
You have a cat named Buddy. It's a girl cat named Buddy. I mean, that thing's messed up in the head already.
Hey.
All right, so our second person
is a girl.
Dave writes, is composite decking really worth the expense? There are some very poor reviews of composite decking in the internet, but these are isolated cases, are they?
You know what they say, haters gonna hate, right? When composite decking and she's always right. So when composite decking first came out, it used to be made of wood fiber and polyethylene, and the wood fibers would sort of bubble to the surface. And since there was technically some wood then in contact with the air, you would get some algae that was on it. But now composite decking is different. It's made where the wood mixed plastic fiber portions inside, and the exterior is completely surrounded with a cap. And so what you see, what you touch, what your furniture scrapes across, all of that surface doesn't have any organic material, so it really doesn't grow any algae or mold. It's simply soap and water cleanup. It's going to be more expensive than traditional wood, but it doesn't have the staining and sealing that has to happen every year or two. And remember, when you build with composite decking, the substructure, the floor joists, the girders, the beams, the posts, all that stuff is still made out of pressure treated. You're only using composite for the decking surface and the railings themselves. So yes, I think it is worth it. Definitely the way to go.
One of the best things I ever did is strip up all my wood and put down composite. It's great stuff. It's great on the kids' feet. I mean, it's just no maintenance.
You can do a deck makeover and just pull off the decking boards and put composite down.
That's what I did. Yep. Yeah. That's exactly what I did. It's cheap, too. I mean, when you just do the makeover. All right. Lastly, Lynn needs to replace her roof, which has solar panels installed for heating her pool. That's kind of crazy. The panels need to be removed and then reinstalled upon completion of the roof. Every roofing contractor reassures me that there will not be a problem, but she's not sure.
Yeah.
What are they going to say?
Have you ever watched a roofing contracting team work? I mean, they're not the daintiest guys. They're not sort of the mechanics of the business. They're more structural guys. You know, they rip off the old roof, they slap on the new roof, and they're done. So I would not necessarily trust my roofing contractor to disassemble the mechanical system that is the solar panels. I would have a solar installation company pay them to remove the panels, set them aside, preserve them, and then after the new roof's on, put them back on. I would definitely not have the roofing contractor do it unless you're in an area where this is really, really common and it develops some expertise and it will guarantee its performance.
What does she do with the hole while they're out? Just cover them?
What do you mean the hole?
When you pull this. Oh, the solar panels go on top. No.
They go on top, correct.
Okay.
Yep, they go on top.
All right, cool.
There's still be some pipes and wires that come through, but you can deal with that like any other roof intrusion.
There he is, Tom Kreitler, moneypit.com. Check him out. You can give him a call and he will call you back and answer all your questions at 888 MoneyPit. Right, Tom?
That's right. 888-666-3974.
America Weekend is a production of Stephan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K Sound and Recording.
America. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8333.